This 144,000 are those whom God has sealed for himself. You see, that don't miss that in rushing into who are the 144,000. We can see who they are. God's chosen them, Christ redeemed them, and the Spirit's called them. All right, well now, let's see if we can back up this about this being a spiritual number or representing the church of the living God. You say, how do you know that? Well, I believe that it is entirely in harmony with what the rest of the scripture says whenever we see this number or this use of numbers. As we've already seen, the 24 elders, there's a combination of 12 and 12. If you think about 144,000, how do you get 144,000? Well, you take 12, you multiply it times 12, that's 144, multiply that times 1,000. What's 1,000 in Scripture? Isn't it a number of infinity? One day is unto the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Saul has slain his thousands, David his 10,000s. It's a number that describes an infinite number, but yet at the same time, a complete number. It's not just, that's why we see 144,000. There's a specificness to it, and yet there's an aspect of infinity to it. Especially when in verse 9, after citing this example, it says, "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude." Was he seeing something different than these 144, like men try to say? Well, there's 144,000, then there's this other multitude over here. No, he's describing the same thing. This 144,000 that is shown in type here is really nothing more than a depiction of this multitude of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues that stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.